What did your mother, Dr. Mahalia Hines, say when you finally told her ahead of the book?
It wasn't as heavy as I thought it would be. She's worked in Chicago public schools as a principal and teacher, so the stories she's heard... Obviously, it's different when it's your child. But she said, I hate that these things happened, and I know people that it's happened to before. Are you okay? She checked on me. I guess she's looking at the end result. She's like, you seem like a happy person. But that's another reason why I talked about it. Some people that seem happy are not always happy. A different tough conversation came when your only child, daughter Omoye, accused you of not being present enough for her. It kind of shocked me because it was the first time I'd ever heard it. She's very loving, funny, emotional, and she's starting to open up more. Me and her mom, Kim Jones, split up when Omoye was one. That was tough. The love is obviously there, but sometimes I wasn't able to have as much access, and without that we couldn't build the strongest relationship. Some of it was me being in the pursuit of my career, too, so that was hard to balance. Have you two gotten to a better place now? We're on that journey. It's been good. We had a therapy session together, and I loved it. Well, not everything that was said, but I knew it was something that would help her move forward. A woman's relationship with her father definitely affects how she is in relationships. Speaking of relationships, you spend a good portion of the book analyzing the ups and downs of your love life and failed romances. Some of the hardest work I've done on myself has been after breakups. With Erica Badu, that was my first love when you're just open and floating. When we split, I was 27 or 28. I was in a haze just going through the motions. It wasn't her fault, the relationship just didn't go forward. I was in another breakup after that was heavy. That one, honestly, is what sent me to therapy. What have you learned about yourself through therapy? How has it helped you? I get my head shaved once every 3 or 4 days. Someone once said to me, if you can go see a barber that much, go see someone who can help you on the inside, too. Talking about my intimacy avoidance and love addiction was an aha moment for me. The more you talk, the more you see the patterns you created for yourself. I'm open to a relationship now. I know how to communicate like an adult now. I want to be the best partner I can be. What advice would you give to your younger self? I would tell little Rashid to find every way to love yourself because you've got all the things you need to be great. Sometimes I would be sitting next to other entertainers and I would dim myself because I felt like I didn't want to offend them. Or they got more money than me, more record sales. What I'm saying is love yourself no matter what, and embrace your greatness.